First of all, my sincere sympathies to the members of Sister Mary Joseph family, and especially to Sister Spiritual family, the handmaids of the precious blood. The death of a member of the handmaids of the precious blood is always a loss, because one more dedicated sister will not be offering her prayers and sacrifices to our Lord on earth for priests and with her community. Yet faith tells us that what we call death is really entrance into eternity. Our Lord's calling her on Christmas Day was not coincidental, but deeply providential. I believe it was our Lord showing how pleased he was with Sister. What a privilege to be called from this life into the next on our Lord's own birthday. I would like to say congratulations, Sister Mary Joseph. I also believe that this is an appropriate occasion to ask ourselves two questions, and as always, briefly try to answer them. First, what is bodily death? And secondly, how are the deceased members of the handmaids of the precious blood the most valuable members of the community? First then, what is what we call death? Not really. No human being ever dies. Only our body dies. Our souls live on into eternity, and our bodies, which die, then decay, and are delayed in their reunion with the soul. But it's just a delay. Not only do our souls not die, but our bodies, as we believe, are meant to rise again and glorified. Why? Because during our lives on earth, we serve our Lord both in body and in soul. Death should be the occasion for reminding ourselves that although we are still living in body here on earth, we were not made, dear Lord, thank you, we were not made to stay here. In other words, our purpose here is to prepare for there. Our purpose now is to prepare for then. And the more we think about it, the more bodily death becomes a blessing. No more temptation. No more probation. We can no longer, once our body dies, we can no longer offend God. I can say this, not infallibly, but with great certainty. Sister Mary Joseph was ready. It is a defined article of the Catholic faith and the surest sign we have of being predestined for heaven is if we have prayed earnestly on earth. I am confident, even though, whether human frailty, Sister Mary Joseph may still be in purgatory. That's why we should pray for her. But I am confident she has reached her eternal destiny. That's part one. Part two. How are the deceased members of the handmaids of the precious blood the most valuable members of the community? We say, and we mean, that when we pronounce our final vows, we take them for life. Pardon me, there's an adjective missing. We take our final vows for eternal life. Assuming, and as I've said, a very safe assumption with Sister Mary Joseph, but assuming that the members of the community live faithful to their vows in this life, should there be any doubt that they have entered eternal life, the vocation of the handmaids is to pray and sacrifice for priests. Hear it. The handmaids of the precious blood are praying for priests on earth, and the handmaids of the precious blood are praying for priests in heaven. Why do I say that the handmaids who have entered eternal life, good for your humility, they are more valuable members than those who are still on earth? In the formula of your vows, you declare, I give myself in total dedication to the worship of God, to Eucharistic adoration and prayer and sacrifice for priests, unquote. those who enter eternal life and I repeat for the third time, I have no doubt, indeed over the centuries, the church has been teaching that the faithful observance of one's religious vows gives the religious the assurance of eternal beatitude. Consequently, even though the handmaids who have left this life can no longer sacrifice, that's what life is for, to sacrifice. Well, the handmaids merit the reward of their sacrifice on earth. And the more they have lived a life of sacrifice on earth, hear it, the more powerful are their prayers in eternity. Consequently, this is totally conformable to the teaching of the church. We should not only pray for what we call the deceased members of the handmaids of the precious blood. We should also pray to and for the Mumbare Allah as priests who know how well we know how hard it is to remain faithful to the Christ who ordained us in today's paganized world. How we priests need, dear God, how we need for those of you handmaids who are still in this life, your prayers and sacrifices, but how we also need the powerful prayers of your deceased handmaids who are now, as we can confidently affirm, with God. So that praying and sacrificing here on earth and then praying in the life that for them is no longer a life to come. It has come. That they with God and you still on earth may obtain for the people of God the kind of priests that Jesus Christ wants is because of us sinners who are priests that Jesus Christ is on earth. Lord Jesus, you who through Father Gerald instituted the handmaids of the precious blood, we ask you to grant eternal rest to our beloved sister whom we are burying today. But we also ask for the handmaids of the precious blood still on earth, that they may be faithful to the Spirit of Father Gerald, so that praying and sacrificing for priests here on earth, they may all one day join that heavenly company together with the priests for whom they have suffered and prayed, so that together they may adore the divine majesty in that heavenly eternity for which we were made. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.